The following was given by Steve Hagen at Dharma Field Meditation and Learning Center in Minneapolis.
What's more important than the length of time you spend sitting, especially at first, until you establish this, but the most important, there's three elements to remember if you want to take up meditation. The first one is, I call it regularity, just sitting with a steadiness. You want to set a schedule that you can come back to, whether it's once a day or three times a week, whatever it is. But you want to have some kind of a regular schedule, say over a weekly period of time, and then stick to that. So with regularity, you come back to whatever it is that you've set up for yourself. But you set it up, and set it up in such a way that you can do it. Don't set up the one that you dream of doing, you know, that's just too hard, you know. you won't be able to keep it up. Maybe eventually you could, but for now, just take something modest and something you can come back to. If you were to come here, say, three times a week, you'd have to participate in the 35-minute sittings. At home, that might seem like a bit much. I don't think I could do that, you know. But when you come here and you're sitting with others, it's easier to do that. And that's the other factor then, too. The next factor would be is sitting with others. Also very important. If you can, that would be the best way to practice with other people. If you can't, you have to sit at home alone or whatever. But even at home, you might have another family member or a friend that might come and join you with that. That would be very helpful. We give encouragement to each other when we're sitting together. Also, it keeps you from wandering off, drifting off into various weird spaces in your own mind. So as we're sharing this with other people, it kind of keeps us grounded and sane. And then finally, the third aspect that's very important to remember in meditation is just to watch that judging mind, our judgment of ourselves, even about our practice and our meditation. We think, oh, I can't do that, you know. That was no good. I'm not very good at this, that sort of thing. Never mind that. No room for judgment. Sometimes we also think, well, man, I really got this done. That was such a great meditation. You know, we can go anywhere with this, you know. But we learn just to stop that. That's just spinning a story about yourself. We also spin stories about others, about the situation, about all kinds of things. And we're not here. The judgmental mind is the antithesis of a mind in meditation, a mind of awareness, a mind that is really here, engaged with what is actually taking place. And it is so easy for us to wander off in this way. So we learn to observe that and to recognize that, and we let the judgmental mind go. When we catch ourselves judging, pretty soon we'll judge that. Well, there I am judging again, you know. But we see, we can easily get caught by this. It's really a matter that we have to learn to just see something for what it is, and it's okay, that's fine, it is what it is. But now, see if you can just drop that, let it go. So my teacher used to say, that's the measure of your practice, is how quickly can you just come back. No matter what's happening, you just drop it. It's all fantasy anyway. It's just us spinning about something. It has nothing to do with reality. Reality is you're sitting here, so just come back. That's what we learn to do over and over again. That's what this practice is. So the regularity, sitting with others, no judgment. These are the things to be watchful of. As to how long to sit then, that I would say is, if you're going to set this up for yourself at home, I would say just pick a length of time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can do, and then set a regular schedule, though. That's the most important thing. And then to stick to that schedule, even though you feel like, well, I don't feel like to meditate, well, do it anyway. Just do it. You said you would do this, now just do it. There's freedom in it. We think somehow we've restricted ourselves. That goes back to what I was saying earlier, that when we practice with kind of our normal practice is sort of with a rigid mind. We're very loose. Oh, I don't feel like it today. But we actually now have very rigid, easily offended minds, you know. We're very caught up in our egos and all of this. We learn to reverse all of that. We discipline body, mind. We come back to this on a regular basis. And the mind that practices in this way becomes very supple, very tolerant, very open, very friendly, you know, and non-judgmental. And all of this is cultivated in this practice of meditation. And the regularity too. There's so often there's things in our life that we don't want to face. I don't want to deal with that now. But if it's reality, and you have to deal with it, well, then do it. Well, if we practice with regularity, you will develop that quality of mind that you're willing and able to deal with your life, whatever is coming up, as difficult as it might be. There were many years ago when I had cancer, I discovered I had cancer, but I had just finally learned this thing about regularity and that kind of stability that came with it. And I was glad I had learned that, because I didn't want cancer. I didn't want to face it. I didn't want to go in for my chemo treatments and my radiation treatments, all the stuff I had to go through. But I had learned to just walk a steady line through my meditation, and much easier. But it's even as things as simple as you don't feel like getting out of bed in the morning, you know. Every morning I get out of bed, I come over here and I sit. I've been doing this for 40 years now, but some mornings I don't feel like that, you know. But I learned long ago, it doesn't matter what I feel like, I just do this. There's freedom in it. Your mind isn't going to be tossed about, but just because you don't feel like something that's bothering you, if I don't feel like, but I get out of bed anyway, within seconds I'm fine. And I'm ready to face the day. So there's real freedom in it, real stability of mind. This can be cultivated not through the practice itself, but the practice itself is that. And eventually, if we continue to do this, we finally realize what we're doing. And we can discover profound, great freedom in this. Freedom from our own mind, the own kind of captive to our own minds, our own whims, our own desires, and things that... With all our occupation of trying to make ourselves happy and pleased, we're not. But we learn to face this in this way. Suddenly all that stuff that we thought we could get by chasing after all of our whims and desires, suddenly that which we thought we were trying to find, all of a sudden we realize we're in it. This is it. And we can live a very peaceful, contented life. And no matter what comes up in your life, suddenly there's cancer, there's this, there's that. We're all going to be facing some big sorrow one way or another. But now you can do it with stability, calmness, awareness. Reality is reality. It's going to unfold as it unfolds. And there's nothing we can do about that. But we can do something about our own mind and how we react to all that. That's what we cultivate. That's what this practice is. It's practicing with awareness and not being lost in our vain imaginings. So that's what's behind this. That's what the regularity, sitting with others, helps to support that. And the watching the judgmental mind.
Thank you for listening. To hear more talks on Buddhism, Zen, and related topics, visit dharmafield.org.